first ever Daily Drive of Gorys on the Daily Drive. Well, yes, you guys are
We're the first ones.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Brand new trivia segment here on the Daily Drive. This was our follow-up to the team name game open, which we still haven't finalized because Riley and I tied in the championship. So bad.
I'm so bad at that. The fact that you even invited me for a second round was amazing.
Didn't you win the first round?
Yeah,
I think that's why I invited you back. you won.
You gave me a half point out of like pity.
No.
And then it was like, okay, you won by a half point. So we'll torch you again. Boom. Come back in.
Wolfie from Z100 is here. How are you, pal?
Oh, you know.
World Cup treating you well?
It's Friday.
World
Cup treating me well. Yeah, actually. It's been very exciting.
You're going to be watching this weekend?
Well, we got that 1 o'clock, but then I got a tea time at 3:30, so I don't know if I'll be able to watch today. But yeah, for sure, watch it the weekend. I'm not going to tell everybody. I don't want them to go out taunting me. Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right.
It'll be the warmest part of the day, too. So, like, it's going to be
sweating,
awesome. Hopefully, have the course to yourself, right?
Doubleheader of World Cup action tomorrow. You watching both those?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Who's your pick now? We're down to seven, I think.
You know, I'm digging Norway, but I think France is going to win.
France.
Yeah.
Bleu.
Vive la France.
They call it
Mbappé. Yeah. Oui, oui. Huh?
Oui, oui.
I was actually just hanging out with a French person 2 days ago.
Wow. Look at you.
Made some bread, and we had bread and cheese and butter, because that's what the French do. That was like the dessert for dinner. It's pretty awesome.
You are just...
I'm a worldly person from Missoula, Montana.
You are.
Yes, I am. Not to brag, but I'm going France to win. But Norway has my heart. Everybody's rooting for Argentina, but anyway, I'm going Norway.
Gabby Toulon is here from UM Marketing. What's up, pal?
Yeah, Gabby.
Not a lot going on.
How was your... you had a big trip. You went back to Illinois. You went to Georgia. You had a bachelorette party mixed in.
My goodness.
You survived it all.
I did. Stayed busy.
How was it?
It was a lot of fun.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
Hanging out with the fam.
Oh.
I don't know. All of it. Can the whole trip be my favorite part?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
The whole trip. Yeah. Absolutely. Just getting to be away from work for a little bit and be with fam and friends and all the things.
Which was better, Illinois or Georgia?
That's a hard question because Illinois has my family.
I was going to say Illinois is home.
Georgia has family, but it also has like the hiking and all the outdoorsy things that I love.
Okay.
And Michigan was bachelorette party?
Yep, and that has beach and time with friends.
I'm guessing,
it's hard to pick.
All right.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing Michigan had more, more White Claws than the other two places combined. Is that true?
That would be true.
I knew it. Bachelorette party. It screams it from a mile away.
How'd you know?
I thought you were saying like more sashes.
Well, that too, probably.
Tiaras,
was there any sashes or tiaras?
No, there wasn't. Oh, okay. The bride is very chill. Mm. She's like, just come hang out. That's what we're here
like
for.
That.
Bring the vibes.
That's the best.
There you go.
Lake Michigan, were you guys on?
Yeah
that's great.
Ooh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Today's Daily Drive is courtesy of our good friends over at Madhouse Farms, locally grown products in Montana agriculture. You can feel good about two convenient locations at the Y and in Lolo. All right, so Daily Drive of Gorys. This is our new trivia segment. It is going to be a season-long trivia segment, going to be running from July until March. We have 16 contestants. Wolfie and Gabby are obviously two of them. They are here playing Daily Drive of Gorys.
We're the first two.
First two.
Congratulations I don't really think there's congratulations in order there, but thanks. Thanks for playing.
Answer your text.
Exactly. 16 contestants in this season-long this trivia contest.
Right.
It's going to be like the Premier League, where we are not going to have a tournament at the end. The regular season will determine the championship. So whoever finishes number one come March, they will be champions. We're also going to have relegation. The bottom two will be relegated next year. They'll be kicked out of the Daily Drive of Gorys.
Wow, you're thinking so far ahead. Like, I don't even know how
big picture
job. I don't even want to be here in March.
We'll never be asked on again.
Well, unless if you finish 14th or higher, you're golden. You're golden.
Okay.
Yeah, you're golden.
That's my goal. Finish 14th or higher.
You are at least locked in as a player until March this season.
Don't set the bar very high. That's
July,
awesome.
August, September, October, November, December, January, February. So you get like nine-ish games. Yeah, nine games
okay.
in, hopefully. So make the most of them in case you are in the bottom two and you don't come back. It is a best of three rounds trivia contest.
Okay.
All sports are on the table. There will be two rounds of sports. Two rounds of sports trivia.
Right.
The third round will be It could be anything. It could be miscellaneous. I texted you guys the categories today.
You did.
It could be anything from geography to
animals.
To animals.
To books.
To books. Yes. To history. To movies.
I'm more of a pamphlet guy.
It could be pamphlets. Well, probably not. I don't know how much pamphlet trivia there is out there. But maybe. I don't know if I find a answer on that. So three rounds.
Okay.
If you sweep, if you win all three rounds, you get 3 points going to the season table. Okay. If you win two of three, you get 2 points.
Wow.
If you lose, nothing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll go round by round. I'll explain the rules of each round, but if you at least get the basic of the game.
All right.
Should we dive into this?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Daily Drivagories, the inaugural.
I got to say, are you making up these rules as you go? Are like these legitimately figured this all out before you invited us in?
So here, this first one, you guys, you got, here's a map.
That's
for
a piece of paper.
You don't have to write on the map.
Wow, we are old school.
Hold on. It's more just for, it's more for your sake and like keeping up with answers and whatnot. Okay?
Oh, gee. Oh, okay.
Do we need the map though?
You don't really need to, but. If you repeat, there's a map up there too. If you repeat an answer, you don't get it right, and like we move on. So that's why it's kind of like write down the answers so you remember, right?
Okay.
Our first category.
All right.
Hold on, I gotta get a backdrop here so nobody sees my.
The cheat thing?
Yeah. The first category.
Yeah.
Big four, U.S. sports cities.
Okay.
So cities.
Can you name? By the way, we'll go back and forth. By the way, so I'll flip a coin. Who goes first? But can you name
the cities
with all four major sports? That is the National Hockey League, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL.
Okay.
So they have to have all four teams.
Okay.
That's actually okay. This is what you're going to get in a couple rounds. No problem.
Okay.
So can you name? There are 12 cities.
Oh, it's
with
12.
All four major sports teams. So let's say Missoula had an NFL team, NHL, MLB, and NFL.
Okay,
hold on.
All right.
12 total.
NHL, NFL,
NBA,
what's the other one?
I don't remember what you got. NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA.
MLB. Yeah. All right.
So we're going to go back and forth here with your guesses. So there's 12 total.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a race to...
Five.
Yeah, I think five. I was going to say six, but we'll go five just in case if we get a couple of... All right. I'm going to flip a coin to see who goes first. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Gabby for heads, Wolfie for tails. Wolfie for tails. Wolfie, you are up first. Which U.S. sports or which U.S. city... has all four big four leagues.
I'm going to go New York.
New York. That is correct.
There you go.
I just gave you guys all my pens. Hold on.
Oh, here's Ben.
No.
I know I needed a pen.
Wolfie, scores of points. Good job. New York is off the board. Gabby, your answer.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Indeed. Now, I was wondering if somebody would say this because technically it's Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Yeah,
it's on this quiz, so I'm giving it to you. That's a point. Yeah, think metro area, so Minneapolis-St. Paul counts. Tied at 1, 10 left. Wolfie, your next answer.
I'm going to go Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yes. I mean, I think they actually, they're kind of like New York, aren't they? Doubled up. I think they have... two from every league. Eight teams. All right. Wolfie getting the big guys on the coasts. Gabby.
Seattle.
Seattle.
I love you.
Incorrect.
Oh, it doesn't have NBA, does it?
They don't have the Seattle Super Sonics anymore. They're in talks of coming back, but as of now, missing the NBA. Wolfie, back to you.
Philadelphia.
For one. Yes. Wolfie now takes a 3-1 lead in this race to five. Gabby, back to you. Philly, New York, Los Angeles.
I have
Minneapolis
two.
Off the two
that I'm thinking about.
All right, take your time. Think of it. It's a big answer here. You're down 3-1. Needing a point. Race to five.
Would
Wolfie's about to miss his tea time.
Dallas?
Just kidding. Dallas, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area? Because technically the Cowboys are in Arlington.
Yeah.
But Dallas-Fort Worth, good for one.
So then baseball, right?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
The Rangers.
The Rangers. Yep. They're so in, you're counting that. Texas.
They were in Arlington as well.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Because it's the Cowboys and Rangers, I think, are still in Arlington. And the Stars and Mavericks play downtown Dallas, I believe.
All right.
Our score is 3-2. It's back to Wolfie. Wolfie needs 2 for the win.
Oh, man. Seriously? This is tough.
We're down to 7 cities left.
There's 7,
I believe,
that have all 4.
7 left, yep.
I am going to go with... I'm gonna go Denver.
Denver.
Ooh.
Correctamundo. You're up to 4. Needing 1 for the win. Gabby. 4-2 our score. I already forgot who went first. He went first.
I went first. Yeah.
Well, I guess Gabby missed one, so yeah, you could get the win on the next round.
Yeah.
Score 4-2, with 6 cities remaining. First ever Daily Drivagories. Round 1.
This might be dumb. Miami?
Miami! Okay. Not dumb at all.
Not dumb at
all. I was like trying to think of the... What's the NBA team?
The Heat.
The Heat.
Yep. In Miami. The Florida Panthers are technically Sunrise, but still...
Dolphins.
I was like, oh, man.
I went off of a quiz from Sporkle, and they counted, like, the Metro.
Right, Metro Earth. All right.
My mom is calling me right now. Doesn't she know we have Daily Drivagories on?
Does she know I have a tea time?
Doesn't she? Gabby, I'll tell her you say hi after the break, maybe. Okay, 4-3, our score. Wolfie can win the round. With a point here.
All right. I'm going to say Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
That's a good one.
Correctamundo for the round 1 victory. 5-3. We'll just kind of keep going for fun.
Just out of my own curiosity. I was going to say, can we keep going?
Absolutely. Gabby?
These are just pure guesses at this point. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Incorrect.
No.
Okay. Wolfie?
I was going to say Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh doesn't have an NBA team, right? Nope. So, but I didn't say Pittsburgh. So then San Francisco.
San Francisco, Bay Area.
Count the Sharks?
Yep, on the list they say Bay Area. So they count San Jose.
I would have gone Bay Area. There you go. So there you go. There's another one.
I was going to guess Nashville.
Nope.
But I don't think they have
NBA.
It's a freaking NBA that kills
me.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Man,
3 cities left. I feel like one is...
Las Vegas?
Nope. One is obvious, I would say.
Yeah, we would have hit it if it was that
Kansas
obvious.
Kansas City.
No, there's no basketball. Oklahoma. Now I'm going to NBA.
Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox, and Cubs and Bears.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
is it still Chicago because the Bears are moving?
That's a good point. Indiana Bears.
Yeah, they're moving across the state.
As of now, it is still Chicago.
Right.
The other two we're missing.
Boston.
And Detroit.
Detroit.
Tigers, Lions, Red Wings.
You were just in that
Pistons.
Area. You were in Illinois and you were in Michigan.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah. Clearly not paying attention.
Wow.
You didn't know.
Wolfie takes the first round.
I just have a point. That's all I can.
Hey,
I'm
still a long ways
that.
To go. Gabby right, can so win the next two, and then you're.
I know.
I literally said over text message to Ace, I said, I'm about to get wiped.
No. You were in that one. You just missed one. That was it.
Listen, like I've said multiple times before, I'm just here for the fun.
What did you say the last time you were on the show? You're whimsical? Whimsy?
Yeah, the whimsy and fun.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm here for.
There you go.
You're like a Lord of the Rings character. Gabby the whimsical. Today's Daily Drive is courtesy of Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles. Great service and a no-pressure buying experience. Located off of Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Round 2 of the Daily Drive-A-Gory is coming up next after the break. Today's Daily Drive, courtesy of the Mo Club. Nothing pairs better with game day than the best burger in town, than a cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club. All right, Daily Drive Agories, inaugural Daily Drive Agories, our new trivia contest running until March. Wolfie with a round one victory. How are you feeling after that? You cocky now? You no. Riding high? You arrogant son of a gun over here?
No, now I'm scared.
You're
now
puff his chest out like a...
Yeah, right. No, now I'm scared. It's only going to get harder for me now, I think, actually.
This next game is going to take some explaining, but I don't think it's too difficult.
You know what I love about these things is that you know that everybody who is listening is yelling at us. Like in these long pauses yelling the answers.
Don't think about
to
those people.
And it's just like
they don't have the pressure of the microphone in their face and the headset on their head. They don't have that pressure. It's like when you sit at home, you're watching Jeopardy or something. Oh, I could have got that. Yeah. You don't know what it's like being on stage and you're sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Now, is the Daily Drive Agories quite like Jeopardy? maybe not, I suppose. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Round two.
All right.
Wolfie can win the contest with a round two victory here. Not to put the pressure on Gavin Tulane from UM Marketing.
Bring that up. That was tough.
Well, it's just I gotta tell you the stakes. Our second category.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, park, field, or stadium. Let me explain. The question is, can you sort each Major League Baseball team by the name of their home ballpark, by park, field, stadium, or beyond? So let's just do Washington Grizzly, for instance, right?
Yeah.
So if stadium. I give you Montana, I know Montana obviously is not a Major League Baseball team, I know.
Right.
But if I say Montana, you would say they'd go in the
stadium
category because of Washington Grizzly Stadium. If I gave you Idaho and the Kibbe Dome. They'd be, I guess there's no dome
field
on this, but it would be just in the other. I would say it's in the center, you know?
Okay.
So that's how it is. Does that make sense?
Not really, but okay.
It doesn't?
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm just going to be purely guessing.
Green Bay Packers.
Like, I know all of these teams.
So we
Lambeau
could,
Field.
We just Lambeau name, we name field. Where they are.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But you have to know what the ballpark is, because I'm not giving you the ballpark.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
So, like, when I say Green Bay Packers, you know that it's
Lambeau
Field. You put it in the field category.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, park, field, or stadium. Got it?
Okay.
Does that make enough sense?
Sure.
Can you sort each stadium
into
by
one
park,
of those?
Field, stadium, or beyond.
Okay.
Okay.
Like every single one? Okay.
Yep. It's going to be a race to 30 teams. Let's go.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know. Okay.
Let's go 10. A race to 10. Because you can even guess on these two and be like, well, it might be in the park. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Wolfie, you go first. You can pick any team right off the bat and tell me where they belong to.
Okay. So Dodger Stadium.
Los Angeles Dodgers and Dodger Stadium for one. Yes.
Right? Yep. That's what you're asking.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yep.
All right.
All right. Gabby?
I'm going Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field is correctamundo.
Yeah.
Tied at one. Wolfie.
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. See, Gabby, I thought you were going to go to Yankee Stadium.
Well, I know that one, so I wanted to keep it as like a gimme.
Sure. Yep, totally understand.
Okay, now, do we know if they changed like sponsorships and
stuff
that's
a tough
over
thing.
The years?
That's a tough thing. I'll say like Milwaukee, they had a recent change that changes stadium, park, field, or center.
Yeah.
I know. So you got to be up to date. This is as of 2026.
Geez. Oh, okay. Yep. So they're going to be, okay.
Yep.
All right.
2-1, our score. And by the way, if we get to guessing at some point, you don't know the ballpark name, you could just start saying, you know, Yankees in stadium or Dodgers in stadium. So.
Right.
Gabby, back to you. 2-1, Wolfie.
Coors Field.
Coors Field. That is correctamundo. Tied at 2.
Shout out Nick Halisee.
Nick Halisee, that poor, suffering Colorado Rockies fan.
They were just, this is all from him.
Uh-oh.
Didn't they just win like 4 out of 5 games or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
He'll share more whenever he's on.
Maybe.
I am not sure. As much of a sports fan as I am, can't say I'm the biggest Rockies fan. All right, we're tied at 2. I'm going to scratch off Coors Field there. All right, Wolfie.
Well, I'm going to go Boston and Fenway Park.
Fenway Park is correct. 3-2, Wolfie pulls ahead. I feel like you guys have now hit the big hitters. I feel like those are the famous ballparks.
Right.
So now it might get a little more difficult. Gabby, back to you, trailing 3-2.
I think I'm going to do... I don't think this is the right name for it, but Pittsburgh Park.
I mean, hey, so you're saying the Pittsburgh Pirates in Park.
Good
Park. We're giving it to you.
Yeah.
PNC Park. But
PNC
you are right. Park.
Yeah.
Beautiful ballpark. It's actually towards the top of my bucket list. I want to go.
Really
have you been there, Gabby? Because you're, well, I was going to say,
I haven't, but a friend of mine lives in Pittsburgh.
Photos. Tied at 3. Pittsburgh off the board. Back to you, Wolfie.
All right. I'm going to go with, Seattle's in a park.
Seattle is
it was
in a park.
Yeah.
Yep.
So their is football Lumen?
Lumen Field, yep.
And then what's the baseball was another sponsor.
It was Safeco
Field.
And now it's T-Mobile Park.
Yeah.
So good job on that. Yeah, that's a good find. Thanks. All right, 4-3 our score. Gabby, back to you. 23 teams left. It's a race to 10.
City Field for the Mets.
Oh, that's a good
one. Correctamundo. Did you use your New York knowledge there? Yep, City Field. The New York Mets belong in field, correct? We're tied at 4.
All right. I'm going to say, Houston was Minute Maid Park, but I don't know if they're still Minute Maid. So I'm going to say Houston, and so I'm going to say it's a park.
Houston and Park? Correct. They're now Daikin Park.
Daikin Park. So Daikin is like Minute Maid, right?
Yeah. But they're still Park. So
still park,
even with that change, they're still Park. Wolfie gets to 5, halfway there. Gabby.
St. Louis Busch Stadium.
Busch Stadium. Correctamundo. Oh,
she's kicking my butt now.
Yeah, we're tied at 5. A lot of ball game
left.
It
just takes a second for the brain
to... Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
A second, she says.
All right.
Man, I'm going to go... I'm going to go San Francisco, and I'm going to go with that being the... I'm going to go with that being the park.
San Francisco Park? Mm-hmm. They also had a sponsor change recently. They are now Oracle Park.
Oracle Park, yeah.
Yep. Wolfie up to 6. Gabby? I like the sniffle.
Sorry, Alex.
No, it's good. I like it.
Season.
It's like you're preparing. You're like, here we go. I've sneezed into the mic before. It's okay. It just kind of catches you all saying, ha-hoo!
Sorry. Let me focus.
Sorry, my fault.
Um,
6-5 our score. Gabby's getting I gotta clear my throat. Everybody's sick on this show. Don't look at me.
This is tough.
I know, like I said, now we're getting down there to the parks. If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
I have a question about a logo.
Yeah, sure. Let me know.
Is this the San Diego Padres?
That is correct.
Oh gosh, if I don't get this right,
you
one
were
of
there,
my friends
you?
Is gonna be so mad.
Wait, you were supposed to be there.
I was supposed to be there.
Where does San Diego belong?
I think it's a field.
Final answer?
Yes. What is it?
Petco Park.
Petco
Park. Our score is 6-5. Wolfie, back to you.
I'm going to go Blue Jays, and I'm going to go with that being the their indoor. I'm going to go center with that one, right?
That is correct. The Rogers Center. 7-5. Our score now. I guess I'll just tell you. That's the only center. That's the only non-field
stadium,
park field. Yep. I'll tell you when you close out a cat. Well, maybe I won't. I don't know. 7-5
Hey, did I ask him if he had all the rules figured out before we did? I believe I asked that. I believe I did ask that.
Gabby.
This is the Arizona Diamondbacks, right?
Correct.
I seriously am just guessing.
No, that's okay.
I think it's...
I've been there before. Meh. Not the nicest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it should be easy, but it's not.
Yeah. Again, like I said.
Diamondbacks.
Yep.
I'm giving up. I'm going Kansas City. I think that's a field.
Kansas City field? Incorrect. Kauffman Stadium for Kansas City. Kauffman Stadium. Our score is still 7-5. Wolfie, back to you in a race to 10.
Is St. Louis?
That's already been.
Oh, did we already do St. Louis? Yep. Oh, I didn't go. Sorry about that. Right. So I'm going to go. Oh, shit. I should have probably had a second backup one, shouldn't I? Oh, man.
Now you can get a backup one.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And I'm going to go field.
Field is incorrect.
Oh.
They are a park.
Are they?
They are Truist Park.
Truist.
Their old stadium, Turner Field.
Field. Yeah. See, this is back to where you're like, you gotta be current.
Yep. So here's who we have left: Angels, Orioles, Nationals, Athletics, Phillies, Reds, Marlins, Guardians, Rangers, Rays, Twins, Brewers, Diamondbacks, White Sox. Still got quite a bit left. Gabby, back to you. 7-5.
Longest show in the history of the world.
It's okay. It's a Friday. We want to chew up time. I don't want to put in more effort on prep.
I should know the White Sox.
Yeah. Illinois gal.
For some reason, I can't. I think that's... I literally drove past it going to Michigan. Field.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yep. Guaranteed. I think it's guaranteed right field still.
Yeah, one of those great ones.
Yep. All right. We got a good one brewing. 7-6. All right. Wolfie, back to you.
All right. I'm going Detroit, and I'm going Park.
Park. Yep. Comerica Park. Wolfie is now up to 8. 2 to go. 8-6. Gabby, back to you. Angels, Orioles, Nationals, Phillies, Reds, Rangers, Guardians, Rays, Twins, Brewers, Diamondbacks.
Tampa Bay Rays. I think I remember going there. And I got to pet a stingray.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, they do that.
I think that is... Wait, they haven't moved yet. They're still on like that.
Still the old stadium.
Yep. I think it's...
Don't look at me. I'm not giving away any hints.
Wait, you just said stadium.
What?
You just said it's still the old stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I meant more generic.
So the place, I think, is
Are
what
you
meant
gaslighting
to say.
Me?
No, I literally meant like that as a place.
I think that Tampa Bay is a field.
Field.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to fight through the adversity. Yeah, I'll start saying place from now on. 8-7 is our score. Wolfie.
Oh, man.
Major League Baseball.
I'm going to go Baltimore. And I am going to go with Stadium.
Stadium. Incorrect. Oh. So that one, I wasn't sure how they were going to classify because it's Oriole. I think it's Camden Yards, which is everybody what calls it, but it's Orioles Park at Camden Yards.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Right. Gabby, you can tie with a point here after the Orioles was scratched off.
It's too much pressure.
Sorry.
This is the Angels, right?
Angels, correct.
What?
No, I'm just laughing at like how long this is taking.
14 minutes and change. That's nothing, pal.
I feel like it's just...
No.
That's all. It's not at you at all. Trust me.
And the Angels are in Los Angeles, right?
Correcto. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim play at a place. See? See what I did there? I said place. We're getting down there, folks. We are getting down there. 8-7.
8-7.
Stadium for Angels?
Yes.
Oh, way to go.
Correctamundo, Angels Stadium. We're tied at 8.
Oh, jeez.
Wolfie. Man.
All right, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I'm going to say it is a field.
Field. What a poll. What a poll.
This one's Cleveland, right?
Yep. Okay. I have a different logo over here, but yes, Cleveland Guardians.
And then this is the Cincinnati Reds.
Yep.
Okay.
Brewers right next to the Reds.
Yep.
Okay.
I have that.
Oh, okay.
Written down.
Sorry.
Thank you.
thanks. 9-8 our score. Race to 10. This is getting down there, folks.
I know.
Wolfie with a win here wins the round and at least gets 2 points.
What's this team?
That is the Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers.
Okay.
We got Nationals. Oh, sorry. You're going to go? Nationals, A's, Phillies, Reds, Rangers, Twins, Brewers, Diamondbacks.
I think Rangers is Park.
Rangers for Park. I am sorry.
Wrong answer.
It is incorrect. It is Globe Life Field. Globe Life Field. Wolfie can win the round and win the day with a point here.
Man.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
I'm going to go the Phillies. I'm going to say that it is a park.
Park for the win.
No.
Citizens Bank Park.
There you go. That was a good one.
10-8.
I got to step it up. I can't be.
I got to tell you,
I
got to
be 14 and higher.
That was tough.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was tough. That's a tough one. That's a tough one right there.
Where's your guys' knowledge in WWE?
Oh, man.
Slim.
Zero.
Zero.
Slim to none.
John Cena. That's the only one I know.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do our final round. Wolfie going for the sweep. First ever Daily Drive of Gories on KGRIS. Segment of the first ever Daily Drive of Gories, our new trivia segment here on the Daily Drive. Wolfie has already won the day. Congratulations, Wolfie. You got at least two points.
GG, Wolfie.
Thank you.
At least 2 points. You're going for a sweep and 3 points on this Friday.
All right. This is going to be a tough one, man.
You guys don't feel good about WWE, huh?
No. So, see, I watched a lot of wrestling growing up, but I don't know if they were like officially WWE. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
So,
the last time I was on, note that says "give up" right up at the top.
right.
Can I press that?
Exactly.
Can that be an option?
No, you can't. Well, I guess you can if you really want. But.
We last time we were having the conversation, you, me, and Scott were having the conversation about wrestling.
Yeah,
and because I grew up in Missoula, so but we got TBS. Mm. So you guys were talking about the whole regional wrestling stuff.
Right,
so I got all the TBS, WTBS,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So yeah. Anyway.
Gabby, your thoughts on TBS and WWE. And
yeah, what are you?
I know TBS.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Well, so.
But I don't know WWE.
So my point is I didn't get the Portland wrestlers. I got the big stuff down in the South, yeah. Right? So anyway.
This is our non-sports category because WWE, as much as I love WWE, technically, like, right. I really wouldn't say it's a sport. It's more.
You could have gone with literally anything.
Well, I randomized these categories. I randomized the categories.
All right.
So this final category.
Okay.
WWE champions. Can you name all 56 WWE champions? We're not going to go to 56.
No.
Based off of your guys' like, oh, crap. We're going to say five.
If
you can get to five. And if we can't get
to
five, we may just call it a three.
Yeah. This is now it's like name that tune. Can you name that in five notes?
No.
You
know what I mean? Okay. Like, I would rather play that. Can we like change and play that?
No. Sorry. Can't do it.
All right. I'll give it a shot. I'll start throwing out some names.
Wolfie, you're up first.
Oh,
can you name all 56 WWE champions?
The answer is no to that. But okay. I'm going to throw out Goldberg.
Goldberg. No.
Seriously?
He was WCW.
See, that's where I'm going. This is where you're going to have
Gabby?
John Cena.
John Cena, baby. Woo!
That's
damn straight,
the
Gabby.
Only one I know.
Oh, come on. I think you could maybe get more. John Cena was 2005.
You know
really
what's crazy about that? I didn't even see that coming.
I know. I think he left that one on there for me. Just doesn't get me.
Can't see me.
Wolfie, you're a real one.
I know.
Wolfie, back to you.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant is one. That is correct. Back in 1988.
Oh, he's in Princess Bride.
Yes, he is. Yep, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Anybody got a peanut?
Tied in one.
You take up space like a gigantic land mass.
Conceivable. That's good. Tied at one. Gabby, come on. You got another WWE wrestler in you.
I don't know. Joe Santiago.
Santiago.
I don't even know if that's a name.
Is that a wrestler?
I'm just making that name up.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know any wrestlers.
I think you do.
John Cena.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know a few more.
You're not giving yourself enough credit for this.
Yeah.
But Wolfie? I'm going to say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is he the one with the
brother
handlebar? Yeah.
Brother.
He just died recently, too.
Yeah.
Kind of a problematic guy, but anyways.
Kind of.
2-1, Wolfie. Hulk Hogan back in 1984.
I'm thinking of one person who was in Missoula, but I don't think he was WWE.
Might as well try it.
Yeah.
Sean O'Malley?
Nope.
No, he's MMA.
Yeah.
He's
okay. I like the guess, though. I know you're saying. I know you're doing. Yeah. Wolfie.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can just give him this round. I really do. Seriously.
All right. Well, 3-1, Gabby.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Bingo!
Hey, there you go.
Oh, wrestled?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, you know at least a couple.
Yeah.
That's where you got to start. That's where I still know him
from.
Really? Start with the actors. John Cena.
Uh-huh. he's an actor now.
I just know him from being on TV.
Yeah.
From, what's that movie? Like the Tooth Fairy or something.
Every other movie that's ever been released.
Yeah,
he has a daughter.
The Game Plan?
The Game Plan.
Oh, there's the Tooth Fairy.
That was
cinema.
Such a cute
movie. He may have been a Tooth Fairy in a different movie.
Yeah.
3-2, Wolfie?
Yeah.
You got a couple more wrestlers? Wrestlers? WWE champions?
These
are done good. You got 5 out of 56.
That's an F.
but for people who don't know squat about wrestling.
Sting.
See, that's WCW. Sorry.
See, another one.
I know. Gabby, you can tie here.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabby, I will say you don't know most of these people, but...
Thanks, that's quite encouraging.
Well, not you specifically, I'm just like your average not wrestler fan.
You're not going to know the 1971 winner of WWE is what he's saying on that one. I don't even know if I can get to 5. I feel like I've already...
Well, I did say, so maybe if we get a couple of wrong answers back and forth, we'll call it a 3.
I'm going to press my good old... give up button. I literally don't know.
All right. Okay.
Now you're going to read them all to us.
Do you have any more ideas, Wolfie?
No. See, I'm getting them mixed up with WCW. That's a count
there's a couple
tag
crossovers,
team.
But
is there a couple crossovers there? George the Animal Steel was my favorite, but I don't think he was ever a champion.
I don't think he was.
I go with the heels.
All right. I said I'd call it a 3 if we couldn't get to 5.
All right. Thank
Wolfie
you.
Wins the day.
Hey,
he
thank
wins
you.
3-2.
Look at that.
Gabby Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy.
John Batista.
Dave.
Dave Batista.
I know that one.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nope.
Oh, see, that's
ringing
who I was
going to
do. I even saw it. He was here.
Recently?
No.
Oh.
I mean, years ago. Stone Cold.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
What?
No.
Brock Lesnar.
Next time, just do like
wait, you
Olympic
know.
Gold swimmers or something.
I random these. I completely
Brock was the, like, he
was also
Greco Roman wrestling too.
Playing the NFL for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
Yeah.
CM Punk?
No.
No.
No, it's good.
Bret Hart.
Ric
Flair.
Ric Flair.
Yeah. Yeah. The Undertaker.
Didn't I say The Undertaker? I was going to say The
Undertaker. Ultimate Warrior, Iron Sheik, Superstar Billy Graham.
The Iron Sheik.
Triple H, Mankind, Vince McMahon, he was a champion.
Kurt Angle. Really?
Yeah.
No.
It was a whole part of like a 1999 angle.
I don't
where
know
you
know.
She's
these.
Like, yeah, exactly. Let's read a book.
No, seriously.
Gabby, I completely randomized these. I just get a list and I... Anyways. Wolfie! Hey, that's a big 3 points right there in the Daily Drivagories. Congratulations, pal.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Now you're going to go play golf. You're going to shoot a... What are you shooting today? I don't know.
I'm going to 3-putt every single hole now because of this.
You're going in confident.
Are you saying that you burnt your good luck?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you don't have a very hard opponent. Have you heard me on the Name Games or any other show that I've been on of his?
Hold on, you carried your own in the first couple of rounds. WWE, throw that one out the window.
Yeah.
One's tough. I get that one's tough.
I know enough just to get by.
And by the way, the Name Game, I was not good at that either. Yeah. Trust me.
Wolfie
on
struggled
that.
So with the hard. Team name game.
See, yeah, exactly. He knows.
Hey, thanks for playing, guys. Wolfie with a win. Gabby, you're gonna get a win next time.
I'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Dear God, please don't ever put me up against Grizz fan Hank.
What about Riley Corcoran?
No.
We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.